Hey everyone, Dan here. No, I'm kidding. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gamers Workshop, the show where we review your favorite games. And this episode is brought to you by my friend and co-host, Stuart. Stuart, what game are we playing?
Today we're going to be talking about the only game where you can build diamonds and make them into swords, Minecraft.
So, Stuart, since you're the one who brought this game to us, tell us about your first experience with Minecraft.
Minecraft has been around since I was 3 years old. My first experience was, I think, grade one, and my two best friends both got the game, and they were convincing me to get it. So I went home, begged my parents. They got it for me. It was $30, which was a bit pricey, if I remember. And then I got so mad that I couldn't figure out how to walk in the game. I didn't know the keybinds because I'd never played a video game before. So I was just staring at a spruce forest with nothing to do. And I was so sad. That was my first experience with Minecraft.
I see. David, what about you?
My first experience with Minecraft was, I don't even know. I don't know what year it was, maybe. Let's say maybe like 2011, 2010. I was playing on my PS3, you know. And I just know I never played survival. I only played creative. I was only building stuff. I was too scared to play survival. It was only later that I actually started getting into that. But yeah, I had a lot of worlds, a lot of buildings. It was a fun time.
Perfect, perfect. And did you guys play with friends?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I remember we played on an old server, and we played, I don't remember which server it was. It might be long gone. But we played, like, this game where you break a layer of grass, and there were diamonds under it. And it was Capture the Flag. Like, the whole server was, like, Capture the Flag and King of the Hill. And you would break one layer of grass, and there were diamonds. And I was using my the family computer in the living room, so the whole house could just hear everything. And I didn't have headphones, so it was like, I remember my mom saying, like, it sounded like I was having a party, but I was looking at a screen the whole time. And I have fond memories of Capture the Flag.
Dude, that reminds me. I also didn't have headphones when I played Fortnite. So, like, when I'd play with my friends, they wouldn't be able to hear me, but I could hear them. Yeah, Amrit.
Yeah.
What about you for Minecraft, bro?
So my first, you know, time playing Minecraft was like, honestly, like, I think 2014 or like 2015. It was like probably in like second or third, like, you know, grade. And I actually first started playing Minecraft on my sister's iPod Touch, playing Minecraft Pocket Edition. And I used to, like, you know, play creative. I used to, like, you know, build houses, build the Ender, like, you know, portal. And I used to, like, you know, watch all of my, like, you know, favorite, like, you know, content creators play it, like Dan, TDM, Lachlan. And so, yeah, it was just like everywhere, right? And I remember also, and for Christmas of that year, my parents got me a foam diamond sword. And I used to hit everyone with the diamond sword. And I used to act like an absolute menace. I used to, like, be like, buh, 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 buh.
But yeah, I have a question.
What's up?
So, you know, you got the diamond sword. Mm-hmm. Did it, in fact, do 7 damage?
Nah, it was like 0.5, bro.
Point
it was like
five.
Foam, bro. It was like.
Yeah, I remember I got 4 foam diamond swords, one for me, one for my sister to share, and one for my core group of friends. And my friends would come over, and we'd just sword fight for hours in my front yard.
Yeah.
It probably looked so stupid to my neighbors. What are these kids doing?
That's funny.
Dude, okay. So for me, I'm probably the only one here who... No, I definitely am the only one here who has not played Minecraft, but I've watched...
You haven't?
I haven't, bro.
Bro, what?
It's on my bucket list to download Minecraft this winter and then play it in the summer.
You actually didn't have a childhood, I'm sorry.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's messed up.
But
I
watched Minecraft.
Okay, I mean...
It's close,
like,
enough.
Yeah,
that's pretty close, right?
Kind of counts, okay.
It's close.
So my Minecraft experience was, you know, behind the screen, like all of you, but watching someone else play, right? I was watching Dan TDM play, you know, doing his Diamond Dimensions mod reviews. I was watching popular MMOs. Oh man, it was a great time. Stampy.
Did you guys like? Did your school have controversies around Stampy? People would be like, "Stampy's a cheater." No, Stampy's in survival whole time.
Dude, that was the equivalent of the dark web, but in, you know, middle school and elementary school, talking about if Stampy's actually cheating or not, you know, all that
scandal.
Don't even get me started on computer lab time where people would play Mineshafter. Like the
I remember the school iPads when I was in elementary school. They didn't have Minecraft, but they had like Minecraft knockoffs. So we would be playing Minecraft knockoffs, and it was like the worst game ever. All you could do was break stuff and place like squares.
Dude, that reminds me. I did play, technically, no, it's not. It's definitely not Minecraft. But I played one of those knockoffs, and bro, I was like so confused. I thought I actually got the game because I was like, I don't even know, 7 years old. But I was so confused when I checked my inventory, and there's like a preset. You could only place down bricks, grass, or oak wood planks.
Yeah, that was it. That was the knockoff.
Yeah. And there were, I think there were mobs, but probably not. But
it was just like blocks, bro.
It was terrible.
It was like, yeah.
It had like a weird
grass,
texture
wood,
pack.
Bricks, and that's it. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, man, speaking of influencers, what influencers were you guys watching for Minecraft?
For me, it was, like you said, like mainly Dan TDM. Like, I was watching all those mod videos, you know? And I was watching that on my iPad. And I always wished, you know, that I could have access to all those features, all those mods, but I was playing on my PS3, you know? I didn't have access to any of that. And I just spent hours on end watching him. I actually even, you know, I bought, he made a book.
I have the book.
I got the book. You know, I was like totally upset. Yeah, totally obsessed. That's my goat, man.
Perfect, dude. Did you guys go on those servers? Those like mini game servers?
Yeah.
Like Hypixel.
Hypixel. Yeah. Bed Wars, bro. I was a sweat, dude. Bro.
Those were like my favorite videos.
Me and my friends, when we got really into Bed Wars, we all assigned ourselves a key role. I was the parkour one, where I would build and I would do parkour. My other friend was the combat one, because he still is insanely good at combat for some reason, when it's just clicking a button really fast. And
Yeah, dude. The mini games, especially, dude, mods in Minecraft. Honestly, I've probably watched more modded Minecraft than I have vanilla Minecraft, just because it's so, like, Hexit or Crazycraft or like Pixelmon.
Pixelmon, oh my god, that right? Just unlocked memories, bro. I'm not gonna lie, that's crazy.
Dude, I would be binging those episodes. I even sometimes now, if I'm feeling nostalgic, I'm like, all right, let me just load up an old series. Watch it from start to finish.
I remember last year I watched all of Stampy's Lovely World again, like just binging it while I was like doing homework or during the break. It's a lot of fun.
100%. So as we could see with influencers, another important aspect about, you know, making games is making sure that it's like you can watch the person play it and it's still interesting, right? Because that's where you're going to get a lot of free marketing. It's just when people play your games, right? So a lot of the games that I know, like even for example, Fortnite, I've watched someone play Fortnite before I actually got it. For like even new consoles, right? I'd watch someone play the games on those new consoles before buying it. So making a game that looks as engaging as it is definitely part of the puzzle when it comes to making a game that'll last long. So, speaking of a game that will last long, let's talk about the replayability in Minecraft. Now, you guys actually have played the game, so tell me about that.
I don't know. I'd say the most replayable part is making a new server with all your friends and starting from scratch. You know, there's not, like, once you load into a game, there's literally infinite possibilities. Like, it's not like Fortnite or other games where you have a goal. Like last man standing wins or completely objective. It's just you're there, do whatever you want, and that's the replayability.
Exactly. And plus with the mods, and with, you know, servers as well. There's, of course, not just one way to play the game, but so many that cater to so many different types of players. What about you, David?
Yeah, I think it's pretty replayable, like, just because there's so much you can do. I have been victim to what a lot of people call, like, the two-week Minecraft phase, where, you know, you've left Minecraft for a long time, and then you get back into it, and it lasts about 2 weeks, and then you leave it again, and then the cycle continues. You know, I've definitely fell victim to that. 'Cause it is a fun game, but after a certain point, I feel like it's a little, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but
yeah. Would you say it's because there is no goal, that, you know, after you do a bunch of stuff, it's like, what am I supposed to do next?
Yeah, like, kind of, but like, I don't even know how to explain it properly.
It's just like, I don't know.
You're just not feeling it. Like,
yeah, sometimes you just get bored.
But then they'll bring you back.
They'll bring you back somehow. You know, you'll be like, oh, I haven't played Minecraft in a long time. I loved Minecraft. And then you start a new world, new server, whatever.
Start a what's called a forever world, where you just play that whenever you have the two-week phase. And you just keep adding stuff. Don't restart, because that kind of, you know, makes you maybe not want to play again.
Restart. What's interesting about that is it literally sounds like the Supercell curse, where it's like you always come back to like Clash Royale or Clash of Clans.
I've never played those.
You've never played those?
Oh, yeah. No.
Really?
I think I had Clash of Clans for a little bit, but then I didn't like it.
Dude, with Clash Royale, bro, it's got me locked.
It's made a comeback. I got back into it.
You got back into it, yeah.
Like two weeks ago or something.
You know, play it like,
bro, why'd you leave my clan?
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, bro, I don't know. There was like two people in the clan, and I thought no one was playing anymore, so I had to leave that clan, you know?
With me in it. Come on, man.
I thought you were gone. I thought you were gone forever. So, yeah, I did make that decision.
That's
but
okay.
I'll join back if you want me to. But, yeah, no, that's another game that's like, you know, you leave it for a bit and then...
Then come back.
You see it online, you see people playing it, and you're like, oh, I haven't played this game in a while, let me go back.
Especially with the amount of updates it gets. Like, it gets a lot of updates, and they're not just, like... A lot of times they're kind of small updates, you know, like rebalancing cards or, you know, doing just adding a new arena, but then they have like adding a new card or adding a new evolution, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting things like that, which keeps the game fresh, because if there's a new card, then with you can mix it with like the 130 plus cards in the game. So there's a lot of customization there too.
Yeah. But right? Then compare that to Minecraft, right? You know, as we said, they have like yearly updates, like an update per year. And, I personally feel like that's just not enough to, you know, make the game engaging and make you want to come back to that game. So,
Amrit, what about you for replayability? How have you found Minecraft?
Honestly, I haven't, like, you know, played it in, like, honestly, like, a few months. But if, like, I'm, like, super, super bored, I would play either Bed Wars or Skyblock. Those two, goated. This is like, you know, a bit different from Minecraft, but these past few weeks I have been a victim to playing Pixel Gun on the PC and the iPhone, bro. Which
Pixel
is like
Gun
basically
3D, bro, that?
Yes, exactly.
Dude, I haven't thought about that in
oh my God.
Years.
Yeah, exactly. And so yeah, basically that game is a Minecraft like, you know, version of
shooter.
Like
it's a
COD
shooter.
Basically. Yeah, so yeah, bro.
That was my
that
first
game.
Shooter game, I think.
Yeah, literally.
Wow. I think that just shows how influential Minecraft is, since it spawned so many knockoffs and so many games took inspiration from it.
And it's not even like those games are bad. It's like those games can be fun too, but it's clearly heavily inspired.
Did Minecraft inspire Terraria? Or were they just kind of like two similar things that released around the same time?
You know what?
Because I remember liking both.
I know
I never really got into Terraria. My friends, for the last couple years, they were like grinding Terraria. And I was like, oh, maybe I should try it again. And I bought Terraria on Steam. And I loaded in and I was just bored.
Yeah, Terraria actually came out after Minecraft, 2 years after.
2 years, shoot. So maybe it was inspired.
I did play Terraria myself. One of my friends got it for me. The one thing that I like about Terraria that I feel like Minecraft could implement is the fact that in Terraria there's a bunch of bosses. There's a bunch of ways that you can progress and get loot.
I only remember the Wall of Flesh.
Yeah, there's Eye of Cthulhu.
I barely played Terraria. You barely played.
But there's a lot of bosses, and there's a lot of ways to get loot from those bosses, which I feel like it would add to the replayability of the game, at least from my perspective, because I really love, like, boss fights and stuff like that. That's why, like, Hollow Knight, at the end when there's a boss rush, that's, like, where I spent most of my time in the game.
I might try Terraria again.
Yeah.
I'll give it a second chance.
But definitely the thing with Terraria is that there's not really much guidance. I mean, same in Minecraft, there isn't guidance as well.
The difference between Minecraft and Terraria is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more.
There is a lot. That's one of the problems. And also
T-Mod Loader.
Dude, yeah.
You have friends who have Terraria, you just get the notifications on Steam, like, playing Terraria, playing T-Mod Loader, playing T-Mod Loader, playing Terraria.
Yeah, bro. So, yeah, I feel like a little bit more... Like, obviously, Minecraft is successful, right? But to spice things up, maybe even add some bosses, maybe even add some structure so that there's, like...
There are bosses, but only two.
Only two, only right? Two the Wither and then the Ender Dragon.
Oh, three, technically. Recounting the Ancient City, the Warden. The Warden.
What about that? And it's the Ender Dragon, and then, like, the Wither.
And the Wither.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's
bro.
It.
I feel like those are, like,
I feel like Minecraft should add a new dimension.
That as well.
The glow stick water portal. What's it called? Glowstone.
Dude, with the bosses as well, is that there's not really any beginner bosses. They're all end game.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Ender Dragon is at the end of the game. Warden, you're going to need godly loot
optional
to beat
too.
That.
You don't even have to.
Exactly. And then Wither. Like, I guess Wither, I mean... Unless you're really good, you're not beating that thing without, like, some good gear.
Wither's not that bad.
Enchanted armor and, like, enchanted, like, diamond swords and stuff, but, yeah.
Like, Wither itself is not that bad, but, like, still. It's not, like, something that a beginner, can just face.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Okay. So, Minecraft... Myths. Let's hear some Minecraft myths, everyone. I know we've all heard of Herobrine.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
It's probably the most popular one.
He still scares me, I think.
Dude. Yeah.
Those white, like, eyes, bro. It's just, like,
did you guys,
me in my, like, dreams.
Did you guys try that, like, Netherrack summoning portal with gold?
Yeah.
I swear those worked. They used to work. And I swear every time I did it, lightning would strike.
Maybe you got a cursed version.
Yeah, I got the cursed mobile.
But, dude, the things, like, if you can make your game, even appeal to, like, creepypasta fans as well, like, there's so many ways that Minecraft appeals to people, even if they're not playing, but they could be contributing by, Herobrine, or, like, the Alex one as well.
What was the Alex one?
I don't know, but it's just Herobrine, but Alex.
So, Alex with, like,
Alex
white
Bryan
eyes.
Or something.
Alex Bryan?
Yeah. And speaking of publicity, how can we talk about Minecraft without mentioning the Minecraft movie?
Chicken Jockey.
What did you guys
Water
think?
Water bucket. Release.
Personally, I did not watch the movie, but on my feed, I did see a lot of Chicken Jockey memes. So, like,
I went
that's
to the
it,
movie. Me and my friends made it a big event. We dressed up nice, wore really? Like button ups. Damn. My one friend went in, like, his prom suit. So fun. And I have videos of it. But my best friend, I was sitting next to him, and there's a part at the end where the character played by Jason Momoa saves the kid from falling. And then my friend yells out, "Garrett!" And he's the loudest person in the theater. And it was packed, too. He was so loud.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That like movie spawned a whole trend of just movie theaters, you know, being
vandalized,
just like totally destroyed with popcorn.
It's like a hurricane moved through.
Yeah,
I really don't even know how that happened. It just happened. And that like movie, you know, I personally didn't like the movie that much. I think as a movie it wasn't that great, but
the ironic enjoyment.
Yeah, like it really brought in, it still brought in a lot of people, kids and then people who went to see it, you know, ironically just for the meme. Like,
it did bring the community together.
It brought people together, and so then that ultimately brought more people to the actual game of Minecraft. And you know,
100%. Like, you could even see this with Sonic, like the Sonic movies, Sonic 1, 2, and 3. If you take a look at how good their sales have been for their new racing game, like, it's good. Because the movies brought in, like, a lot of new, maybe younger audiences who don't really know Sonic, which is a lot.
Yeah, that happened with me. I watched Sonic 3, I thought was an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And I never played a Sonic game before besides the mobile running ones, like Temple Run.
Sonic Dash.
Sonic Dash. And that was the only game I played. So I got Sonic X Shadow Evolutions. And that was a really good game.
Yeah, dude. Like, even with myself, like, the Mario movie as well. Like, this is a trend that you see a lot in gaming, that, especially with bigger brands, like, they have the money to spend to get, like, it's like a huge marketing campaign, basically. But also, they make a lot of money from the movie as well. So there's the Mario movie, Sonic movie, Minecraft movie, right?
Just waiting until we get a Fortnite movie.
That's going to happen.
God, if that happens, I swear to God.
It's going
to
be community made or something.
It's over.
Fortnite movie, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, if you took a look at these sales for the Minecraft movie, it's almost $1 billion.
Crazy.
Which is a ton, right?
Can I say a fun fact about the movie? Kind of ties back to Herobrine.
Yeah, yeah.
In one scene, the young boy character is being tormented by an Enderman, and the Enderman gives him visions, and it's like of his friends mocking him with glowing purple eyes, but Steve had glowing white eyes. And apparently the director said that when they were rendering the scene after visual effects, only Steve's kept coming out white. It was supposed to be purple, and it kept happening, so they just kept it.
Dude, Herobrine is real.
He's real.
Herobrine's real.
I actually wanted to add. So basically, Minecraft music brings back
I was about to mention that's like the best video game album of all time.
The soundtrack.
So much nostalgia. Yes, that freaking soundtrack.
I can't believe they don't have C418 anymore.
Yeah.
So that's a new person, but they're doing a good job.
Yeah. Basically,
nothing compares.
Yeah, no, bro, no facts. I was actually, like, you know, planning on, like, you know, buying it on vinyl because it was, like, so, like, you know, good. It was just, oh my God. Brings back so many memories, bro. But yeah, no, I just, like, wanted to add that.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the other thing about Minecraft that I just wanted to add is, you know, Minecraft is such an accessible game. I feel like, and I say that in terms of audience, I feel like it really can appeal to anyone, whether you are a child or whether you're a little older, because there's just so much to do in Minecraft. I feel like anyone can just jump in Minecraft and have a good time. And I feel like that's what's, you know, made it, you know, live on so long, even now in 2025.
100%. Couldn't have said that better myself. Anyways, that's it for this episode of Gamers Workshop, where we covered Minecraft and what made it so great and how it could have improved. Next week, my friend and co-host Amrit Chana is going to be talking about
Grand Theft Auto 5, guys. Stay tuned.
Chicken jockey.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. And here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.